Ah, woe is me that I was born, for I am now become the scorn of all that did me once adore, nay, of the rich and of the poor. They all against the tripe man cry, for coining he deserves to die. Oh, why did I for riches crave, so hastily the same to have, had I the tripe trade only known, and left the coining trade alone, then I no danger should have run, but coining has me quite undone. It's true I did great riches gain, in grandeur did myself maintain, although I was of mean degree, yet thousands did admire me, for gold and silver I had store, but now I never shall coin more. In Peter Street, where I did dwell, my neighbors all did know full well that I had boasted many a time to pave the street with silver coin, and oftentimes I them had told my art to I could pave with gold. My country house I called Tripall, which was indeed admired by all, where once a week I still did go, but for what use there's none did know, nor had not to this day, I'm sure, had I not told of the trap door. Under my garden I had made a vault to keep the coining trade, a trapdoor in the garden too, on which currants and gooseberries grew, where many neighbors oft have been, and yet this trapdoor ne'er was seen. But now comes all my woe and grief, I'm fast in Newgate like a thief, and at the bar was fain to stand, for coining I held up my hand, and of indictment guilty found, which does my senses all confound. Had I the tripe trade used alone, and ne'er the coining money known, of making guineas and half crowns, till I was worth some £1,000, then I from trouble had lived free, but now for coining I must die. Now, brother tripe men, all take care, least riches draw you in a snare. I mean clipping and coining too, as hundreds in this town does do, but yet ere many years are past, there's few but what are caught at last. Now clippers I and coiners all, changers of money great and small, leave off your trade, it be too late, least you all share of my hard fate. I once thought none so safe as I, but now for coining I must die.